With minor flood levels reached in several waterfront municipalities in the Pontiac, many are closely monitoring the daily updates from the Ottawa River Regulation Planning Board for signs of hope. According to the latest update on May 5th, the level of Lac Colange is forecasted to hold at around 108.15 meters for the next few days, depending on the amount of rain received this week, as well as the continued runoff from the northern part of the watershed. The municipality of Mansfield-le-Pontefract, the most affected municipality in the region, issued a statement on May 6th that they were starting to see declines in the levels on the Ottawa and on the Colange. The statement notes that while the news is encouraging, they want to emphasize the importance of remaining vigilant and alert to any potential changes in the coming weeks. Mayor Sandra Armstrong said that she and municipal workers have been monitoring the situation closely over the weekend and have closed several roads to local traffic only. She added that even though there was limited damage to private properties like in previous floods, the high water has a big, expensive impact on their road infrastructure.
Well, our public services check up, and they know how to fix it. And then sometimes we have to take the asphalt out and redo the bottom of the roads and make sure that it's safe to travel on it. And
It's quite expensive, sounds like.
It is. It is expensive. And, you know, our guys could be doing something else instead of fixing what the water broke. So
Armstrong said at the next MRC planning session, they will be discussing a response to the frequent flooding that has been seen since 2017 and pushing for higher levels of government to investigate. She said that groups on both sides of the river have been advocating for an investigation into the management of river levels for quite some time.
We do have groups in different, in Quebec and Ontario that are already talking about measures to try to find a solution about that. And we are still dealing with Hydro-Québec and the reservoirs, so the dams and stuff like that. You know, what can they do to make this better? So, I mean, this can't... For me right now, I always try to be positive, but this is a point that we need to fix this.
The statement from the municipality also notes that while there are no restrictions on boating on the Ottawa River at this time, they ask that boaters be respectful of inundated properties and keep their distance. Any suspicious boating activity around flooded property should be reported to police. The conditions and forecasted levels for the Ottawa River are available on the Ottawa River Regulation Planning Board's website, ottawariver.ca. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.